Hazinu Beis in Chelik Yudalit. Issa b'gemara, minayin lebirchas ha-teira lefonem en ha-teira, shenemar kishem ha-shem ekra havu gedla lekenu. So the gemara brings a mocker that there's a chiyuv, a raya min ha-teira, to the chiyuv of birchas ha-teira, because it says, kishem ha-shem ekra havu gedla lekenu. Now whether this is mamash ha-chiyuv deiraisa or not, so the Rebbe discusses in the order two, brings azoy, v'haramban, is takam mona b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. It's considered a mamash ha-minyan ha-mitzvahs. And the Tzlach, and Shagasariyeh, and the Prichodosh, they, machriach misugyas ha-gemorah, the Birchas ha-teira is mid-deiraisa. It's a mamash ha-din deiraisa, b'chinuch ha-sar Rashba, Meiri, and Chinuch, that there's mamash ha-deiraisa, the Kechiv, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Chinuch, they hold that it's a deiraisa, the Kechiv, to say Birchas ha-teira. But that's their shita. Avul Lepeil, the Rambam is not moinen minyan ha-mitzvahs. So on that, the Rebbe continues, Avul gam im neima, the limud anal rak asmachti, k'mei shebir b'mgilas esteh b'seifa ha-mitzvah shom, and also the Pirshat Tzlach, and the Shagasariyeh ve'eid b'das ha-Rambam, they hold, all these achreinim hold, that the Rambam holds that it's only asmachta, u'ba'arucha b'maraponim l'Yerushalmi, is mistaber. But for that, this word that the Rebbe is going to be mazbe, that Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTeira, is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Rebbe is saying is even according to that Shita. Is mistaber shehi brach al etzem limud HaTeira ki bifnim ukedivri admur hazokin lekamon, and notice that this is not a chiyuv, a regular chiyuv Birchas HaMitzvahs, even according to that day. Then he says, re'ei bir aripur lo, which mitzvah lamed gimel shemefarish shegam a Rambam sviru lei the birchas ha-teira deiraisa elishleimona b'minyan ha-mitzvahs ki ledaiti nechlelus higam mitzvahs talmud teira. So we have over here, just this inyan. We have a gemara. The gemara says minayin lebirchas ha-teira min ha-teira. We have a limud k'shem ha-shem ekra havugela lekenu. The Ramban holds that it's tak achi of min ha-teira. Is achreinim kam daily achreinim that are saying that from the Sugis HaGemara is mashma that it's min ha-teira. However, they're saying that the Shitas HaRambam is that it's not a min ha-teira, it's only an asmachta. That it's only an asmachta. And then there's the Ripper Lo, which holds that even according to the Rambam, it's also a deraisa. It's just that the Rambam doesn't mention it in Minyan HaMitzvahs. I'll call upon him, so we have a limud and inyan of Birchas HaTeira. So that the Rebbe continues in the Pnim. So all of a sudden, the Gemara is telling us it's a special limud b'negeh birchas ha-teira. Avshel l'chura nechlelesi b'zeh shemevorchem ha-kol ha-mitzvahs. L'chura, what's this chiddush? The Gemara is speaking about birchas ha-teira. L'chura, there's birchas ha-mitzvahs. L'chura, birchas ha-mitzvahs is keil all mitzvahs. Is mashma the birchas ha-teira zu sheinu b'birchas ha-mitzvahs. From the fact that there's a special limud b'negei birchas ha-teira, that is implying that this bracha is not a regular birchas ha-mitzvahs. That's what the Rebbe is saying. The fact that there's a special limud b'negei birchas ha-teira is mashma that it's not the gather of birchas ha-mitzvahs. Now, on that, the Rebbe says in the Ora 6, that l'chure, you could argue, no, there's no hechrach. Because sof kol sof, even if we'll assume that it is a gather of birchas ha-mitzvahs, are you saying l'chur if it's together birchas ha-mitzvahs? So why are we having a limud miyuchad? Because in birchas ha-mitzvahs is only on the rabbanon, and over here there's a limud miyuchad, which teaches us that there is a birchas ha-mitzvahs on teira midaraisa. In other words, be'emes on teira there would be a birchas ha-mitzvahs also on the rabbanon dika level. But over here the chiddush is that we have a limud to teach us that there is a birchas ha-mitzvahs midaraisa, which the Rebbe is naming on that. That's not the pashta pshat. The pashta pshat is that it looks like that is not, it's not a gather of birchas ha-mitzvahs. In other words, if it would be a limud miyuchad, the pashtus advarim is that it's a new inyan. It's not part of birchas ha-mitzvahs. That's number one. It's not a hechrich mitzvah deraisa. And also, even if you assume that it's a derabbanon, you're asking a shaila, so why do we need a special limud for birchas ha-mitzvahs? So the Rebbe is saying over here, a svara, that birchas ha-mitzvahs bechlal is only a mitzvah which you do b'maisa. Masha'inkin mitzvahs, which are b'dibur, over there's no birchas ha-mitzvahs. The Rebbe brings the svara in the Haggadah as well. That's why you don't make a bracha on the Haggadah. So in other words, So Mimela Torah wouldn't taka be nichlo in Birchas HaMitzvahs. In other words, there's a chi of the Rabbanon of Birchas HaMitzvahs. That chi of the Rabbanon is not koilul Birchas HaTorah. Why? Birchas HaTorah. Why not? Because Torah is bedibur. And that we have a new limud, which could also be the Rabbanon dikadim. It could be a Birchas HaMitzvahs dikadim. So the Lefizah will come out keilu that minat mid Rabbanon, you have a Birchas HaMitzvahs on Maisa. And here we have a psanu limud or a smachta that over here we have a birchas hamitzvahs on something which is not nichlo in the general birchas hamitzvahs because it's bedibur, but it's a special limud that you have birchas hamitzvahs over here. That would be the pshat, according to these two eifanim. Notice if you'll insist that ba'amas birchas hateir is a regular birchas hamitzvahs. Why is there a limud miyuchad? Either because the limud miyuchad is to say it's a deraisa, or the limud miyuchad is to say because it wouldn't be nichlal in regular birchas hamitzvahs, because regular birchas hamitzvahs wouldn't apply to a davar shebedibur. But the Rebbe is not taking on this svara. The Rebbe is saying, no, that lepeil mamish, since we see it, sanu sugya kilu, that is minayin lebirchas hateira min hateira, so the pashtus, the mashmois advarim is, the birchas hateira is not being nichlal in birchas hamitzvahs kilu, there's a musik of birchas hamitzvahs, and this is like kilu, a limud, either to say that this Birchas HaMitzvahs is on a deraisadika level, or this Birchas HaMitzvahs is despite the fact that it would not be on a derabonadika level because it's dibur, and therefore it's being inserted as another Birchas HaMitzvahs. It seems like the Pashtus HaGemara is that it's a sug b'fnei atzmi. That's what the Rebbe is saying, mashma. It's mashma that it's a sug b'fnei atzmi. It's not part of the general din of Birchas HaMitzvahs. So ken hechrech, the Rebbe is saying, there isn't. But the mashmois is, let's read again inside. V'hin mizeshi ashlimud miyuchad b'nigel lebirchas hateira. No, this is a separate limud. It's not a part of avshel churin nichlelusi b'zeshi mevorchen al kol hamitzvus. Is mashma the birchas hateira zu sheinim mebirchas hamitzvus. This limud is not teaching us that there is a birchas hamitzvus on teira. This limud is telling us there's a bracha on teira unrelated to the din of birchas hamitzvos. Yesh leimar da chiluku. What's the chiluk between the gather of a birchas hamitzvos as opposed to this bracha, which the Rebbe is saying is not part of birchas hamitzvos? The birchas hamitzvos he eido lakadosh baruch hu al asher mekadosh yisonu b'mitzvos. The fact that the Eibishter gave us mitzvos. V'ilu birchas hateira hi bracha al etzem limud hateira. Milvad kiyum ha-mitzvah shebezeh. Ki demash megam b'shini ha-loshin the birchas hateira mi-birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a different type of bracha with thanking the Eibishter that the Eibishter gave us an opportunity al etzem limud hateira, not because there's a mitzvah to learn teira. The etzem inyan that you have a limud hateira, that in itself. And on that, the Rebbe says in Aris 6 with a star, v'yeshleimar, Al kiyum ha-mitzvah, takan the kiyum ha-mitzvah of birchas hateira, that's the bracha, shekadishon meseis v'tzivon al divrei teira. Masha'in kem shebibirchas ha-shachar. And v'lochin kam bo'al rishena. Masha'in kem, which is the regular birchas ha-mitzvah, but the sh'ar brachas of birchas ha-mitzvah, the harivno, and the asher bachar banu, that's nichlal in what the Gemara is saying, menayel birchas hateira menateira. So Nachamo, so what was the first you saw? That Birchas HaTeira is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a bracha not for the schus of having a mitzvah, but the musik of having Torah, of Limud HaTeira. V'chein mashma miloshin admur hazokim b'shulchani. V'lochin yira kol odom, shetia klei chumdosi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shahoye mishtasheya bo b'chol yeim, k'shuve be'enov levarach olea b'simcha, Yeser me'al kol anoy shebeilu. That the kli chemd of the Eibishter, which the Eibishter was mishtasheya b'chol yeim, should be choshuv. Make a bracha b'simcha. Which the Rebbe is saying, the mizem mashma. So what's the bracha? The bracha is, a bracha yal etzem inyan ha-teira. Shenosu lonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the teira, which klei chumdosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was hoy mishtasheya bo. So and that we have. Does it say it has the Torah? So Mele comes out that the bracha is al etzem inyan ha-teira shenosu lonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu al derech birchas hanen. It's not mamish birchas hanen. The Rebbe gets involved in the horrors. That's not mamish al derech mamish birchas hanen, but it's al derech birchas hanen. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll learn the Haris later. A lot of longer Haris over here. Vihine kosum. So the Rebbe was machadish that Birchas Hateira is not like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's more of a bracha latzim limud Hateira. And he's saying, Azei Zeched Meduik and Malkin Rab. Vihine kosum admur azokin. Noshim mevorcheis Birchas Hateira. Sharei chayovis lumeid mitzvah shalem. Leida heichlaseison veheichlizur mikolesesel shehim uzhoriz behem ka'anoshim v'chul. So there's women make a Birchas HaTeira. They are mechuyev to learn the Teira because they have to know the mitzvahs are say which are negiah to them and all that is all leisus. That's what Alter Rebbe says. Now, the Birchas HaTeira he lay mipnei chiyuv ha-mitzvah shel Talmud Teira. Ki b'mirchas ha-mitzvahs. El al etzim ha-inyin de Talmud Teira. Ha-mechayev sheyevorchu lefonechulu is l'chur ez azeh. If you're talking, if the Birchas HaTeira is for the mitzvah of Talmud Teira, so now you have to shayla, l'chura, women don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Teira. Is how are they making a bracha on Talmud Teira? That would be a shayla. And that, the answer is, that women have the mitzvah of Talmud Teira. There is a mitzvah of Talmud Teira. L'chura, even if they don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Teira, l'chura, they could also make a bracha, even they make a bracha of Adov, Shaina mitzvah basis. So that is an arichus. In a previous sikha in Ekev, where the Rebbe discusses over there and explains that the mitzvah of Talmud Teira, the chiyuv of limud Teira is on Noshim also. So therefore, the Birchas Teira is not only al derech be like einim mitzvah veisa. The Birchas Teira is al derech via mitzvah veisa. But I'll call upon him. That's if you're learning that the Birchas Teira is al derech via Birchas mitzvahs. If you understand the Birchas HaTeira is al derech b'chol mitzvos, now you have to understand what's together of women making a bracha on Teira. Masha'inkin, based on what we just learned, that Birchas HaMitzvos is not really a regular Birchas HaTeira is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvos, but rather it's a bracha on Etzem Inyan HaTeira. So l'chura, we don't need any explanations why women make a bracha on Teira. The women are part of Klal Yisrael. The Eibershter gave Klal Yisrael the Teira. About it, the women also received the Teira. So whether the mechuyim limud Teira, not mechuyim limud Teira, nevertheless, the bracha on Teira, which is being made on the etzem inyan Teira, for sure women could have. That's what the Rebbe is asking. A shayla. Based on what we learned, that the bracha is al etzem inyan Talmud Teira, ha-mechayiv sheyivorchu lefonah ari lechur gam luli shenoshim chayovis lumid mitzvah shalahem, idach tzrichin hein levara birchas ha-teira lefonah, what it says in the Gemara, Kishem Hashem Ekrav, Ugele Lekeinu, that Minayin, Lebirchas HaTeira, Minateira. So the Rebbe is asking, Bekitzer, based on this Chiddush, and the Havon of Birchas HaTeira, why does the Alter Rebbe have to explain that the reason why women are Mechuyev, make Birchas HaTeira, is because they're Mechuyev and Limud HaTeira. That's the Shai. Siv Beis. V'yuvin behegdem akushya, shulechura, this Birchas HaTeira, when do you make the Birchas HaTeira? So it would seem that there shouldn't be a Zman Kavol Birchas HaTeira. Ella, b'chol eis shebo adam lumiteira, hayachayiv levarach. L'chura, why shouldn't the person have to make a bracha on Birchas HaTeira every time he wants to learn? Oi, another l'idach gisa. Al pia now the Birchas HaTeira al etzem ha'inyan shenosu lanos teirase. It's not like a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Birchas HaNenin, but it's rather on the etzem ha'inyan that the Eibershter gave Teira, is dai sheyevarachod in Birchas HaTeira, pa'machas l'chol yimei chayov. Ey, al kol pon machas b'shona al derech, the Rebbe brings the musig of that, you have to remember Amalek, Yochuri Amalek, every year, yedin yor zanay yizach. So al derech is this, so Birchas HaTeira should be maybe once a year, either once a year, once in your lifetime. Just say some amount of shach, either every time you want to learn, or once in your lifetime, once a year. What's this cheshbon of making Birchas HaTeira every day? That's what the Rebbe is asking. Amnam. Lahalochanit. Now what's the inyan? That would seem to be the normal way of thinking, that's what you should think. Amnam. Lahalochanifsak, the bechlau, mevorachod and Birchas HaTeira rak pam achas lefnei alimud betchilas hayem. You make only once a day. That's bepashtus. What's the havon? What's the pshat? Because of admor hazokin, l'day aleph, imu odom shirogel umit, v'av k'sheyetze l'sasik b'parnasose, m'mayr lasus srochov, k'dey lachzer l'umit, is esik ze eini choshel hefzik. Why? Kivin shebisho shum esasik bey, daite al lemude. V'hu adin l'merchitz, shebe'edi b'merchitz u'beisakise, is also eini misiach daite melumid acharka. V'cheinim yoshin shinas aray is also einach shuva hefsek. Avul yoshin shinas kva is takach shuva hefsek. So according to the first day, when you make a bracha, so bepasht is agam, you're l'chura mafsek, but your hefsek is not considered a hefsek because you're always daite, lachzer l'limudei, and even if you're in situations of a merchetz, a besakise, or in yoshin shinas aray, or befundezwing, it's not called a hefsek. When is it called a hefsek according to this first day? Only if you are Yoshin or Shinas Kva. That's the first day. Charkach, case of day of Beis. V'yeshen, Shibirchus HaTeira, Yikibirchus HaShachar, Shulitiknu Eisei Lepam Achaz Bayem V'chinog. So Memele, it's not Shaykh as a Hefzik, because we're talking about a din of Birchus HaShachar. Okay. This is the, so Bikitzer, the Rebbe is saying what the pastor should have been, before it says in Shulchan Aruch, that L'churi, you should make Birchus HaTeira, either right before you learn, every time right before you learn, or once a year, once in your lifetime. And lepel, the halacha is that either it's birchas hashachar, which is once a day, or bichlal, it's not considered a hefsik, and it's only a hefsik if it's a shinas kva. So here the Rebbe is telling Zach on this din that according to the first day, it's not a hefsik. But tzorech lahov, b'nigei l'tfilin is posuk admor hazokin, amisha chotzev is cholatz is tfilov, v'hoye b'dayte, is im b'shas chalitzes ha-tfilin, hoye daite lachzer ul ha-nicho miyad, un lepeil v'chezer um ha-nicho miyad, ein zorech lachzer levorach. So if you have in mind to put it back on right away, and you take a put it back on right away, so there's no brach. Aval im osit zrochov, bin tayim, kivin shebe'is ahi, lei hoye yochel ha-nich tfilin, is im kein eine meil klum, ma shehoye b'dayte. Ein achna miyad b'das to put it back right away, but he was in a situation where he couldn't wear tefillin, and therefore tzorech lazer ulevarach keilu lehayi b'dayte klal. So tefillin is a birchas hamitzvahs, and you make a bracha on tefillin, and the din is that if you in middle, if you took off your tefillin, you had in mind to put it back right away. But lepel, you were in a situation where you couldn't put it back on because you were in a besakisa, you were in a place where you couldn't wear tefillin. So b'meili, you make a bracha when you put it back on. So the Rebbe is asking l'chura, my shno mi birchus ha-teira, sheposakan, the merchitz u'beis ha-kisi, le'havi hefzik v'esach hadas. And that's what he's paskin, according to the first Lashon. And the second Lashon really is not arguing with the svar of the first Lashon. Mashal, the day ha-beis, gamim hefzik b'shin ha-skva, ein tzorech la'azur l'varach, ha-reiz alei mepnei de le'havi hefzik, al mishum de'ich b'slanu ha-hefzik. Ma'achish birchus ha-teira, ki birchus ha-shachar chuk. Al Kopan on the second day is not arguing about this point, but the question is, according to the first day, a shinas kva is a hefsik. So a hefsik would be considered something which makes you daven, make another bracha. But on the other hand, being in a beis hakisa is not a hefsik. Ve'en lechalik, the tefillin shiny, levishim betefillin osu shimunachan ol beis hakisa, which that's why it's called a hefsik. Chulu, sharigam talmatele dinikein, ukipsak admur hazokin, Kol inyan shumidivri akedish is osur le'emre beis hakise, eib beis hamerchez, v'afilo lahar b'li b'yose, afilo b'divri teira. So l'chur, what's the pshat that in divri teira it's not a hefsik? That's the question. There's a chiyuv, lachamo. There's a chiyuv of Talmud Teira. There's a bracha for Talmud Teira. And from that, when you're saying that for the bracha of Talmud Teira, if you stop learning, and you were in a place where you couldn't learn, a beis hakisa or beis hamerchetz, nevertheless, when you go back, you don't learn, we say it's not a hefsik. L'chura, by tefillin, we say it is a hefsik. By tefillin, it's a hefsik because you were in a situation where you couldn't put on the tefillin again. And over here, it's not a hefsik. What's the havanas advar? That's the shayla. That's the shayla Rebbe says. It's a new shayla. A new shayla. The Babirchas HaTeira, we find that it's not a hefsik. Only a shinas kva is a hefsik. And over here, by tefillin, we see that if you're in a place where you're not allowed to learn, it's considered a hefsik. Siv Gimel. So now the Rebbe is going to ask a new shayla, a new inyan, b'negei hesach hadas b'tefillin. V'hinei matzino din miyuchad b'tefillin da'asurin b'hesach hadas. This is a new din. That tefillin is osir b'hesach hadas. The cause of admor azokin osir la'asiyach da'ite mi'atfillin. You know that I have hesach hadas from tefillin. Kal v'chei me'me'i tzitz. So just like a tzitz only has one shem, and it's also b'esach hadas. So tefillin, which has chaf aleph shemus, so memela for sure it's also b'esach hadas. What's called hesach hadas? So on that, the Alter Rebbe continues, ve'ein nikra hesach hadas, elu k'she'emet b'schek e'kalas resh. That's called hesach hadas. Avu k'she'emet b'yira u'misasik b'tzrochov, afal pi she'esik ve'ein da'ite ala tefillin mamish, is Ezen Nikr Hesach Hadas. That's not called, Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that you have to consciously be thinking about the tefillin the whole time. You could be Ein Daiti Ala Tefillin, but as long as you're in a massive of Biyira, and not B'Shek or B'Kalis Reish, that's not called Hesach Hadas. V'rak Mitzvah Menam Ufcher, Shalei Lasir Daiti Mem Klal. Menam Ufcher is better to think about the tefillin, to be aware of the tefillin, but the din of Hesach Hadas, that also Lasir Daiti, that din doesn't apply only by Shek and Kalis Reish. So on that, the Rebbe asks, L'chura eini muvin. This whole din, that you're now going to be Messiah das b'tfilm, it comes from tzitz. You say the Yisru kanal, kal v'chema mitzitz. Ma tzitz chulu amratera. V'hoi al mitzchotomid, shul yasir daiti mimanus, tfilm, which has more shemes than the tzitz, is alachas kama v'kama, so you can't be Messiah das. So the Yisru Messiah das from tfilm is based on the Issa being Messiah Das from the Tzitz. Is Veloma Lei Korer Hesach Das Rak She'emet B'Shek Kalus Reish? Avuk She'esik Chulav Ein Daiti Ela Tefillin Mamish Ein Zinik Hesach Das. What's the Havanas Advarim? No, L'chura the Rebbe is asking, L'chura, I mean, it's not clear, but L'chura the Prashna Advarim is, since the Yisod is the Tzitz, by tzitz, hesach hadas means not thinking about it. It doesn't say that it's choyk v'kalus resh. Over there it means, v'hoi al mitzchi tomet shul yasir daiti mimen. So you should think about it. That's what the pashta pshat. So ebazei, why is hesach hadas by tefillin only k'shemet b'schek v'kalus resh? L'chura, why is only that called hesach hadas? That's the question. That's l'chura, the pashta question. So on that, the next, v'hinei b'deicha koyev shel l'taretz. I'm not sure. There's normally when we think of Hesach Hadas is like something that's missing something. No, it's a felt epis. There has to be das, and hesach hadas means it's missing das. Saying no, the taish of hesach hadas doesn't mean it's missing das. Hesach hadas means something positive which is against the das. That's the gather of hesach hadas. Din hesach hadas b'tefillin einei that you're missing das, but rather you're doing something which is going against das. Din hesach hadas b'tefillin einei shli yaseir baiti kipshutei elegidrei. Hesach liktzei ha'hofchi. The simas das. Hesach liktzei ha'hofchi. The simas das. In other words, going, not only not having das, but doing something fakert than the simas das. Kigen schek, v'kalus reish, shein bizoyin latfilm sholof. V'havi kanvone v'das hofchis minyin atfilm. V'lei rak hesach hadas. That's the gather of hesach hadas. You're asking why isn't Stam Hesach Hadas called Hesach Hadas? Because the Taich of Hesach Hadas. I'm not 100%. I'm not sure, really. What was the Havamin over here? In other words, the Kasha was that Lechura by Tzitz we find that there's a din of Hesach Hadas and Amitzchi Tomit. So why up is by Tefillin is different? Lechura by Tefillin also should be Tomit. You should always be thinking about it. So there's a Pesachtikal Havamina. There's a Pesachavamina. V'bedeichik. But it's a Havamina. That Hesach Hadas by Tefillin doesn't mean not thinking about it, but Hesach Hadas Tefillin means thinking about something fakert, which that's called Hesach Hadas. And other words, otherwise it's not called Heschadas. Aval Iyaf Shilafarish Kein Das Ad Murazokim. Kineisav Alakushia, which was the Kasha originally, which I'm not sure how was the Teretz even Bedeichik. Kineisav Alakushia, the Kalvachem Metzitz, that Lechura over there, the Tzitz, was Lechura, Heschadas means Kipshuti, no Das. Hari Kesev, the Alter Rebbe writes like this, Osir La'adiyah Asiyah Daitim Atfilm Kozman Shein Olof, Afilu Rega Echot. So Alter Rebbe adds the words Afilu Rega Echot. Now Afilu Rega Echot means that you shouldn't, the Pashtus knows if the gather of Hesach Hadas would mean something positive which goes against the Das of Tfilm. So the Loshna Afilu Rega Echot Pashtusht. Afilu Rega Echot means you shouldn't be missing Das. The suggestion was that Hesach Hadas by Tefillin is not you're missing Das. It means you have something which shouldn't be. But the Lashon, which with the Diyuk, Afilu Rega Echad, the Mashmoy Sadvarim is that you shouldn't be missing Das. That's Lechura the Pshat. She'eni B'tur V'shulchan Aruch, She'mizem Mashma, She'inyan Hesach Hadas Kan Hu Kipshute, which means She'yehei Daiti Mamash Ala Tefillin, V'lei Asiyach Daiti Mehen. In other words, you should have the Das. And that's the Pshat Heschadas. So now the Kash is not starker. That Lechura, why? So if Yasir Daita Afilu Rega Echad, which the title Yasir Daita means that you don't have Das, so why are you saying that as long as there's no Schoik of a Hissel and Kalis Reish, that's not considered Heschadas. Lechura, just like by Tzitz. The gather of Hesach Hadas means you're missing Das. So al derech zeh by tefillin, l'chura should be the same thing, that the gather of Hesach Hadas means you're missing Das. That's the shayla. So nachamo. So we're going over Sif Gimel. The Rebbe is asking like a new kasha. The kasha is that l'chura, this din of Hesach Hadas by tefillin, which the Alter Rebbe writes, that the Isser is only k'she'emet b'scheke b'kalus reish, l'chura v'ibal, it's coming from Tzitz, and Lechura, the din of Hesach Hadas means not having Das, which is Muchach from the fact that Alter Rebbe writes, Afilu Rega Echad. So why is Taka only Schoik and Kalus Reish considered Hesach Hadas? Lechura, anything that's not Das, in other words, if you don't have your positive Das thinking about the Tefillin, so Lechura, that should be considered Hesach Hadas. That's the Shaila that we're up to here. That's the Shaila up to. Let's make a Shtikul Sikum again of what we learned, the Vayil. The Rebbe starts in Sif Aleph. He brings the din of Birchas Hateira, Birchas Hateira Min Hateira, and he's medayik that Birchas Hateira is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a special bracha on the Inyan of Teira. On the Inyan of Teira. That's the diuk. He's medayik from the Gemara. He's medayik also from Lashon Dal to Rebbe. It's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a bracha on the Etzem Inyan of Teira. That's number one. So on that, the Rebbe asks, the Alter Rebbe writes that the reason why women are make a bracha on Birchas HaTeira is because they're mechuyim v'limud HaTeira, l'chura, bishleim of the bracha of Birchas HaTeira would be a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So then you could explain why women make the bracha on Teira, because it's Birchas HaMitzvahs, l'chura, it's not a mitzvah for them. Then you have to explain that it's mamish, the same mitzvah like by men. But I'll call upon them, when we're talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's understandable why you need an explanation. Why women don't say Birchas HaTeira? Why women say Birchas HaTeira? Once we establish that Birchas HaTeira is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so Lechura, what's the chiddush that women have to make Birchas HaTeira? That was the question of Sif Aleph. So on that, the Rebbe goes in Sif Beis, and he asks another kash, no hashayla, what's this gather that we find that Birchas HaTeira, you only make a bracha once a day. In other words, the Hesach Hadas by Birchas HaTeira is not there. The normal din of Hefsik, in other words, when a person learns Teira, he makes a bracha on Birchas HaTeira. So the seichel would be that every time you learn Teira, you should make a bracha. Or make a bracha once for your lifetime, because the Eibishter gave you the Torah once a year. The pale the din is that you make a bracha once in the morning, and that's it, basically, generally. What's that seichel? So the Alter Rebbe brings, according to the first day, is that when a person learns, and He's daite lazer lelimud. So even though he stops learning, but the whole time he's involved in learning. And even when he finds himself in a place in Bisakise in Amerchas, where he's not allowed to learn, but from Desmond is daite to go back to learn. And therefore it's not considered a hefsek. So the Rebbe is asking, this is by Murakashin in this sif, that lechura, sof kol sof, it's a hefsek. Marshal by tefillin. By tefillin, the Alter Rebbe paskins, that if you took off your tefillin with the das to put it back on, and lepeil in the middle, you went into a place where you now let it put on tefillin, abisakise amerchitz. So memela, when you put it back on, you have to make a bracha. Why? Because you are in a matzav of a hefsek. So, and by Torah also, when a person finds himself in a matzav of a hefsek, in other words, he made a bracha on the Torah, and lepeil, right now he can't learn. And amerchitz, you're not let her learn. You're not leaving bahar b'divrei Torah. So lechura, why isn't that considered a hefsek l'gabi birchas ha-teira? That's the kasha. So we have already two kashas. We have a kasha. Why does the Alter Rebbe tell us the reason that women make a bracha is because they're mechuyev to learn? Now I have another kasha. Why is the hefsek by teira different than the hefsek l'gabi tefillin? That was the second kasha on Siv Beis. Now we're learning in Siv Gimel a musig. That hesach hadas by an inyan hesach hadas by tefillin, which is a new inyan, that hesach hadas by tefillin is not the pshat that you have to whole time think about it. When is it called hesach hadas? Only if you're b'schek b'kalus reish. That's called hesach hadas by tefillin. And the mucker that asal asir daiti by tefillin is from tzitz. So the Rebbe is asking by tzitz hesach hadas means kipshute. So why is by tefillin different? That's the shaila. And lechure, are you going to tine that maybe by tefillin there's a new din that hesach hadas means having a kavana hofchi? It's not an inyan shlili. It's saying having a kavana hofchi. So the Rebbe is being medayik from the Alter Rebbe. That the Alter Rebbe writes that also lasir daiti afilu rege echot. So lechure, together of hesach hadas means that you don't have das. It's not that you have a das hofchi. Together of hesach hadas means you don't have das. So lechure, if together is you don't have das, so why taka? Only schoik v'kalus reish is considered hesach hadas. L'chura, if you don't have das, l'chura, that's called a hefsek. That's the shayla that the Rebbe is asking. That's what he asked in Siv Gimel. So here, the Rebbe in Siv Dalid is going to answer the shayla in Siv Gimel. This is this shayla about the din of hesach hadas, this chidush shesus b'negei hesach hadas in film. Why is hesach hadas in tefillin different than hesach hadas when it gets hits? The Rebbe is going to answer in Siv Dalit, which I can't say I understand so clearly, but I'm just going to say a little bit a hagdoma. The pashtus hadvarim, the gather of hesach hadas, absolutin, that by tefillin you have to have das ala tefillin kilu. There's a mitzvah you're supposed to wear tefillin. And now there's another thing. The tefillin has the Eibishter's name on it, just like the tzitz has the Eibishter's name on it. And memela, there shouldn't be a hesach das on tefillin. That's lechura, the pashtus, I think, the way you would normally learn. But the Rebbe, I think, is being mechadish over here, like derech agav, not even saying al tzachidush. That the gather of hesach das means like this, that there is a chiyuv, maybe the Rebbe is saying this as a chidush, that there is a chiyuv to put on tefillin. And then there's a chiyuv to have kavana by tefillin. And that kavana by tefillin is essential in the tefillin. And the gather of hesach hadas and tefillin is that a break in that din kavana of tefillin. In other words, hesach hadas is not like a stama din that you should have daitel at tefillin. And I think the Rebbe is going to learn like that also by tzitz. I'm not sure. But we'll read. But I'll call upon him like it's kelu. Normally you learn that the gather of hesach hadas is kilo anu din. You put on tefillin is one thing. And then you're supposed to have your das al tefillin. And then there's a problem if you have a hesach hadas al tefillin. That's l'chura what's going on here. Masha'inkin, the Rebbe seems to be saying no. That, I mean, it's clear, we'll see, that there's a chiv to put on tefillin. And then there's a chiv to have kavana by tefillin. And then there's like a new din. And then you now let it break that kavana which you're supposed to have by tefillin. And if you break that kavanah, which you're supposed to have by tefillin, that's the gather of hesach hadas. That's the gather of hesach hadas. I think that's what's going to come out from Siv Dalit. Siv Dalit, inside. Babir b'kol zeh. B'mitzvahs tefillin yesh beis inyan. Aleph, hanachas tefillin. You have to put on the tefillin. And beis, kavonis ha-mitzvah. L'shabed chulu ha-neshomer shibameach and libei shegam zeh ochelik b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs. That you're supposed to have kavonah, that you're being mishabed in the shama shibameach and the lev, yet you're being mechabed yechav manachose shesivon hakadosh baruch hu to do this with, in order to have this kavanah. The kavanah is to be mishabed the meach v'halev to the Eibishter. That's part of the mitzvah tefil, and that's part of the mitzvah tefil. V'hinei gam im ein daite la tefil, gam im ein daite la tefil, ein ze together, hesach hadas vehefsik banachas tefillin. If a person puts on tefillin and he's not thinking about the tefillin, why he's wearing it, there's no, has nothing, the hesach hadas doesn't interrupt the hanachas tefillin. He put on tefillin, and the fact that he's not thinking about the tefillin doesn't in any way interrupt hanachas tefillin. Shari b'ze atzmi shumunachim olav mikayim mitzvah kol hazman. V'gam b'negei lebracha, z'chli nifsiko sheichusi labracha, shebirav beis hanachas. Al-Khura, that's poshut. I mean, I'm not sure what's the, that's poshut. A person puts on tefillin and he's not thinking about the tefillin. So meichoteisa that there should be a hafsek in the tefillin. A person's wearing tzitzis and he's not thinking about the tzitzis. So meichoteisa that there's a hafsek in the tzitzis. L'Khura, al-poshut. Ulam shechoyl tzitzis atfillin zaribazeh nifseka shechusil latfillin. When he takes off the tefillin, it's v'lochin tzorich lazer ulevarich kshechoyzer manichin. Elim kein daite aleim lachzer lanichon. So in others, when a person is wearing tefillin, there's no problem. He's wearing the tefillin. He doesn't have to have daite lanichon. Masha'ink, when he takes it off, so the question is, what shaykhs does he have to the tefillin now? The shaykhs that he has to the tefillin now is because now he's daite lanichon. That's why he has a shaykhs to the tefillin. Noisiv lezer. Afim hoye bedaite lanichon. Enoch inami has das lanichon. Is ain a male mashahoye bedaiti lazul lanichon? Kimiacha shetzorich li is behemshech la bracha. Knows haynu lanachosi hakidem. So he put on tefillin, made a bracha. He put on tefillin, and so if he took off the tefillin and still daiti lanichon, so that tefillin that he put on is still being nimshach. Mashenkin now that he finds himself in a matzav that he's not a weird tefillin. Is v'haynu tzorich liyas hadaita das lazul anichon be'efen shetuchel lahavil de hanochah bepeil. So Kehila, the Rebbe is saying here that the reason why he finds himself in a matzav that he can't put on tefillin, it's considered a hefsek l'gav with the bracha, v'al se felt in the daite l'anichon. The pashtus you would think maybe because you're in a matzav that you can't put it on. So mimele, you can't put it on. Not because felten daite lanichon. But the Rebbe is saying, l'chura, not like that. L'chura, you need a daite lanichon. Now, as you put on tefillin, the tefillin now is off. What shaykh do you have to the tefillin? Because it's daite lanichon. But if you're in a matzav where you could put it on, so it's daite lanichon, you're going to put it on, everything will say it. Masha'inkin, if you find yourself in a matzav that you can't put it on, so your daitel anichem is a daitel anichem. It's a in teori is daitel anichem, but with pil mamish you can't put it on. Sha'oz is so then it's not considered a hefsek. Nachamol. Sorechlias hadas lavzul anichem be'efun shetuchel lahavi lede hanocha bepeil. Sha'oz leinifsh hefsek. Ma she'ein kinem yesh rega she'ein yochel aniach leitel daiti ma'acha she'ein roil anoch. Good. So the Rebbe is giving us a hagdara. In the gather of why a person finds himself in a matzav that he can't put on the tefillin, it's considered a hefsek, is because lepel mamish, we're talking about a hefsek in the hanochas tefillin, we're talking about the hefsek in the hanochas tefillin, he took off the tefillin. Since he took off the tefillin, so he doesn't have the tefillin. So in order for him to consider that he has the tefillin, it has to be daitel anichon, and it also has to be in a matzav, that this daitel anichon means a daitel anichon, and he could put it on bepeil. That's the beer in the pashtus advarim of why a hefsik by tefillin is a hefsik by hefsik. That's when he gave the hanochas tefillin. That's when he gave the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin. Now we started off this sif, that there's a hanochas tefillin and there's kavanas mitzvah. is the daite lanichon, the daite lanichon, and the efsharis lanichon is only negeya if he took it off. If he didn't take it off, it's the chanjava sarei. It's on him. He doesn't need das. Vihinei mikiven she'echad mechelki ha-mitzvah, hi ha-kavona, l'shabed ha-lev ha-meach, muven she'gam zeh tzorech liyez v'choleis kiyam ha-mitzvah. A whole time he has to have the l'shabed ha-lev ha-meach. Just like he's supposed to be wearing tefillin the whole time. Behemshech la-bracha, he has to have the l'shabed ha-lev ha-meach the whole time. And just like, in other words, and when he takes off the tefillin, but if it's daite lahanichon, it's still considered kilo that there's a hemshech. In other words, you can have a hemshech even though you took it off. Omnom, mikivin shebeisa hanocha hoisuli kavona zu the shibud alev ameach, umitzad kavona zu is the chariyu emet biyirechulu, is inigam b'matzav distam habo achrov. When a person had the kavona of l'shabud alev ameach when he started putting on the tefillin, see, even though right now he's not consciously thinking about that matzav, is avsha esik ve'im daite la tefillin mamish, he's not thinking about it mamish, so mamele, he doesn't really have that kavona, abenim shecha ha-kavona shehoise ve'esa anoch al kol az meshach azman shel achrof, v'lehabi esach adas mena, that's not called esach adas, because subkosov he had the kavona, see, even though right now bepeil he doesn't have the kavona, but keilu, that kavona, which he had originally, even though he doesn't have it, bepeil right now, it's lingering on. That's luchur. V'lihav ha'esek hadas menu. V'al derech l'shmo, the Rebbe is bringing a dogma, she'ikra achonu l'shmo la'akiv, he betchilas ha'limut, u'kmei begedvis, this aloshen v'al terev in Tanya, u'kmei begedvis sefer teire, she'tzvichim l'shmo la'akiv, v'dayi she'yemer betchilas ha'ksiv, arini kesev l'shem k'dush sefer teire, e'lishmei u'lishmochul. So when a person has to write a get lishma, so he's not thinking the whole time lishma, he's thinking right the whole time about writing the get. But in the beginning of the get, he had a kavanah lishma, and that kavanah lishma is nimsha for the entire ksiva, because there was never a time in the ksiva where he was mevatel that kavanah lishma. So the Rebbe is saying, al derech zeh b'negeh, the kavanah of shibud alev ameach, which a person puts on when he puts on tefillin. So that kavanah of shibud alev ameach, even though consciously, bepeil mamish, he thought about it only betchilas ha'anocha, Abulapel, that kavana is nimshach the whole time. And Mimele, even though he's not thinking Bepel about the tefillin, but Lepel, that kavana which he had betchilas that film is being nimshach. Yeah. Vikolshke, Vikal Vechemer betfilm, Shehesach Hadas, who bekesher im shibud bechlal, ustomi damech valev. So in other words, Madach, they're saying, I'm Al Kalvechemer. Madach lishmo, which is lechure, it's not a psa'inian nechves, which neget you. So Psa'in, you're writing to get to Lishmo. And from there, that kavana is nimshach. So when a person has kavana, l'shabed alev amech, so over here, for hesach, to be considered a hesach hadas of the shibud alev, v'hameach is only when you have a hesach hadas bepeil, not when you have a hesach be'ef and stomi. I'm not sure the Ivra over here exactly. The kolshkin v'kal v'chema betfilm, shehesach hadas who bekesher im shibud bechlal ustomi da meir v'alev. So now, since there was a shibud of the meir v'alev, so in order to undo that for sure, you have to have a positive maisa against it. That's how the Rebbe is being masber. This is the hesber over here, is to explain why tefillin is only a positive hesach hadas of schek and galus reish is considered a hefsek. Let's skip for a second this next keta chomer mikulam betzitz. Let's just finish off the hamshik. Avol kshayimid b'scheike kalus reish. That's nikras hesach hadas with film. Ki havi hepech u'shlilas hakavona anal u'mevatel shibud halev shahoyele be'es hanachosim v'oz nifseka shaychusi lemitzvos tefillin v'havi hesach hadas. So now, when is it considered hesach hadas? Hesach hadas is only when you have a kavana be'efen that the shibud alev was nifsak. Nifsak a shaychus il mitzvah satvim. So bekitzer, the nekudas advarim zazay, that by tefillin there's a mitzvah of hanocha, there's a mitzvah of hanochas tefillin, and there's a mitzvah of the kavana of tefillin. Now, so in the mitzvah of kavana, now the Rebbe said, like, kama chidushin here, like in that, He's not saying it like that Kilish Chidushim. He's saying it the way he's being masbid in Yonim. But Lechulis comes out different than some people would maybe think. In other words, the Ashtar Zach is, there's a din of Hanochas Tefillin. Now, Hanochas Tefillin, you have to wear the Tefillin. If you take off the Tefillin, so if you still have Kavona to put back the Tefillin, so it's Ke'ilu, the Tefillin is being Nimshach. That's also a Psavort. You have to know why this is Negev to this Hamshach Advarim. The Tefillin is being Nimshach. Only if you find yourself in a Matzav where you can't put on Tefillin now. So the Chesaron is, Ke'ilu, like, the Chesaron is that this Kavona to put on Tefillin again is not a real Kavona. It's a Kavona in theory. You want to put on Tefillin, but Lepel Mamish, you can't put on Tefillin. So that's Ke'ilu. Just like when a person would, let's say, take off Tefillin, and he has no intention of putting it back on, so that's for sure called the hefsek. So over here also, he took off the tefillin with the intent of putting it back on, but lepeil, he can't put it back on. So that's not considered an intent of putting it back on. It's an intent which is not megiel lepeil. So memela, so that intent is finished. So memela, his shaykhus to the tefillin is nifsek. Lechura al derech haposhet, you would say, what do you have to think that his shaykhus to the tefillin is nifsek? Because his intent is nifsak. Why can't you say his shaykhus to the tefillin is nifsak? Because bepeil mamish, he can't put on tefillin. Why isn't he getting the intent over here? Since I do intend on putting on tefillin, and my intent on putting on tefillin is lechura making a shaykhus, so where did that intent, where did I lose that intent? Lechura, I put on tefillin before, and now I still want to put on tefillin. So lechura, since I want to put on tefillin, So therefore, I still have a shaykhus to the tefillin. No, he went to the Beis Akisa, he still wants to put on tefillin. So the Chura, why doesn't he have a shaykhus? The Chura, if the intent of putting on tefillin is considered that the shaykhus is lingering, so the Chura, so why doesn't he have a shaykhus still as well? Einachnam, he can't do it. But Lepeil, he's thinking about doing it, he'll do it soon. So the answer is no. A thought to do it, when you're not going to do it Lepeil, or you can't do it Lepeil, that's not called a thought to do it. And therefore, it's considered a hefsek. Al koporim, that's the way the Rebbe is saying pshat. He's saying it as poshut pshat in the havana of the din of why it's considered a hefsek. Okay, that's that din. That's benegia the hanochas tefillin. Now there's another din, which is the shibud alev ameich of tefillin. That shibud alev ameich of tefillin also has to linger on. Because if you put on tefillin, when you put on tefillin, you put it on. Now, when you put on the tefillin, even if you take it off, but you intend on putting it back on, it's kilu like you still have it on. Over here, you have the shibud alev ameach. You started it, and you don't have to have it bepeil mamish a whole time thinking about it. That's also being nimshach. Lechura, the comparison would be, is like a person that, I know, what's the comparison to the first part of putting on tefillin and intending on putting it back on? Lechura, just like when a person put on tefillin and then he took it off, but he still wants to put it back on. So that's considered that he's still wearing the tefillin. So al derech zeh, he has the shibud alev ameach. He wants to still have the shibud alev ameach. Elamai bepeil mamish, he's not thinking about it. So al derech, he took off the tefillin, he's about to put it back on. But lepeil, the shibud alev ameach is still coming, still continuing, and the Rebbe is bringing nacha ashtarker dugma, the dugma of lishma, where we see that the machshava of lishma is taka mamish there. In other words, you need to have a machshava of lishma in the get, and from deswegen the fact that you had it betchilas haksiva, betchilas haksiva, or right lifnei haksiva, you said that in the case of lishma, so that's considered lishma whole time. That's bamedvar mamurim when it could be nimshach, just like. You took off the tefillin and now it could be nimshach because you want to put it back on. And al derech zeh over here, you had the shibud alev ameach. You're not thinking about it bepeil. You're not doing anything faker. Masha'inkin, when a person is in a matzev of schek and kalus reish, so that's not it's going. He's going the hepech of the shibud alev ameach. So that's considered a hefsek in the union of shibud alev ameach. And that hefsek in shibud alev ameach, that's called hesek hadas. That's called hesek hadas, means a hesek of the das which a person is supposed to have b'negiat tefillin. So in other words, normally you say, you think, hesek, what does hesek hadas mean? You have to think about the tefillin. That's what hesek hadas means. But I'm saying, no, that's not the type of hesek hadas. Hesek hadas means that there is the das that you're supposed to have when you put on tefillin, and you're being Mesir Das from that tefillin. What do you mean you're being Mesir Das? In other words, you're in a matzav where that das is no longer here. Why is that das no longer? So Meila Chtims, that what Alter Rebbe said, Afilu Rega Echad. In other words, the gather of Hesach HaDas means Sefel Das. Not there's a das fakert, Sefelten Das. But why is Vavos Felten Das? Because since there was an original das, and now there's fakert from that das, and Meila, that original das is not here. The problem is not the fakert. The problem is, I mean, the problem is the fakert, but the problem is that the fact that there's a kavana hofchi, a schei, a kalus reish, means that the original das is not here in the riba tegis nisht. So it's like a new derher in the havana of hesach hadas by tefillin. Normally you say hesach hadas by tefillin means you have to think about the tefillin. No, excuse me, you have to put on tefillin, you have to think about the tefillin. So the Rebbe is asking, you have to think about the tefillin. So why is only schei with kalus reish a problem? So they're saying, no, that's not the taich hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means you're missing the din das, which you're supposed to have by tefillin. That's the taich of hesach hadas. It's a new taich in hesach hadas. No, if you're missing that din das, which you have to have in tefillin, so on that, that's only the fact that you're not thinking about the tefillin doesn't mean you're missing the das of the kavanas l'shabbat alev ameach. Just like when a person takes off his tefillin and b'dayte lagzer, is not considered that he finished with the tefillin, only if he's in a matzav where he can't put it back on. Is alderos over here. And just like by a get, the lishma goes on, so alderos over here. The fact that he had the kavan l'shabbat alev ameach, and right now he's not consciously thinking about the tefillin, doesn't mean that he was mesir das from the tefillin. One was considered a mesir das from the tefillin only in a tzir when he has chayk v'kalas reish. That's l'chura what it says over here in Sif Dalet. This for this kasha, because we had a kasha in Sif Dalet Gimel that l'chura why is hesach hadas b'tefillin only schek v'kalas reish, and he's answering. But l'chura the greatest kasha was that l'chura we're learning it out from tzitz, and by tzitz l'chura there's no such this din doesn't apply. L'chura by tzitz it's even any hesach hadas is hesach hadas l'chura. So why how did by tefillin become the gather of hesach hadas, a new gather than by tzitz? So on that, the chura, that's what the Rebbe is answering in that keta which we skipped. Let's go back to that keta. Chomer, no. So he says, "Mekoskim kalachem the tefillin hesach hadas ubekashem shibud bechlal ustamid amer balav." And therefore, if there's no fakerta, so memele it's not considered hesach hadas. And that he says, "Chomer mikulam tzitz, chomer mikulam tzitz." The af, the shovel of tefillin, the hesach hadas, kosher bas koresh b'hem. Nachmal, chomer mikulam tzitz. This says it's chomer mikulam. What's chomer mikulam means? More than tefillin. Chulam mikulam tzitz. That over the av, the shovel of tefillin, the hesach hadas, kosher bas koresh b'hem. Aber hinyone upulose. L'chaper or l'ratzis al adam v'al achelev shekarve v'chul. Karve mesuyim b'zman mesuyim. I'm not really, I don't really chap. But I mean, the Rebbe L'chur is addressing this shaila, which was the main shaila that L'chur were learning out tefillin from tzitz. And L'chur, the way I'm understanding, is azoi, that by tzitz, you have to consciously think about the tzitz. In other words, by tefillin, the inyan was shibud alev amech. So the gather of hesach hadas means being mevatel the shibud alev amech, and therefore it comes out that it works only in a eifin of schek and kalas reish. Mashenkem by tzitz is not a shibud alev amech. Tzitz is something which you constantly it's v'hoy al mitzchi tomid and it's meratz on the korbanos. So there has to be keilu. He has to constantly there's constantly a new inyan in this tzitz. He has to be constantly thinking about the tzitz in order for the tzitz to accomplish what the tzitz has to accomplish. And memele v'hoyal mitzchei tomid, he also has to think about it. Because l'chaper or l'ratzis al adam v'al achelev sheyikrevu korb mesuyim b'zman mesuyim. So you can't falozich that he put on the tzitz in the morning and now he's not thinking about it. Now, my tefillin, over there the kavan is shibud alev ameach, so the shibud alev ameach could be nimshach. And the Mela, as long as there's no kavanah hofchis, So it works just like by tefillin. If you have kavanah to put it back on, al derech zeh over here, you're gonna have a shibud al lev ameich. Just right now, you're not consciously thinking about it. That's luchura. Masha'inkein benegeya tzitz. Over there, it's not enough. This type of a kavanah, you have to have a kavanah bepeil mamish. That's luchura what the Rebbe is answering. So bikitzur, we're coming out of a big chiddush in pshat luchura. In the Havon of Hesach Hadas Bechlal. Because Hesach Hadas is the Geder, it's not Stama Hesach Hadas, you have to think about it. In other words, there's one thing, and now you have to be aware of it. That's Kilo Neima, be aware of it. Hesach Hadas means the Inyan that you have, which Monsech Das, so that Das was Monsech in the Inyan that you have, there shouldn't be a Hesach Hadas of that. So by Tfilm, Vosva Das Monsach, a das of Shivat Alev Amech. And there shouldn't be a Hesach Hadas of that. And how would it be a Hesach Hadas of the Shivat Alev Amech? Only in a Tziur where you have a Schaif Kalus Reish. Masha'inke by the Tzitz, dort Monsach Anandas or Das over there. I don't know what. Nyoni, Pulosi, Lechaper, Leratzis Adam. They have such a Das, maybe. Lechaper, Leratzis, Nachel of Shekarvus. Over there you need a pale mamish dikadas, so that pale mamish dikadas, so that only works. That only works if you taka think about it the pale, and therefore the pale you will learn out tefillin from tzitz, but it comes out kilu dum sedo dum minevu kemasre, which the Rebbe would always quote very often. So in other words, you're learning out taka tefillin from tzitz, but the pale it's with hilchas tefillin. I think that a big like you have to a change of the way you look at things, like they say here, like say today, a paradigm shift is that the gather of Hesach Hadas, the Hesach Hadas, which we normally understand means just not thinking about it, and the Rebbe is saying no, that's not the pshat Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means the din das, which there isn't film, should be nimshach. There shouldn't be something which causes that to stop. Why is the Rebbe bringing this first part of Siv Dalet? To bring a dogma, somehow or another, the hesach hadas, legabi das, is al derech, videhefsik legabi maisa. Just like by maisa, the hefsik is only because it's in a matzav which doesn't work, the hemshach doesn't work, so over here also, the hemshach is in a matzav where it can't work. I'm just saying the parallel between the whole Siv Dalet. Okay, so that was Lechura. Siv Dalet came to answer Siv Gimel. We had a kasha on the Hesach Hadas of Tefillin, and we had a teretz. So now the Rebbe is continuing. Siv Hei. V'hinei Admur HaZokin mevi beis deis liyin hefsik min birchas hatera l'ascholas alimut. Earlier we were discussing b'negeya, when a person learns and then he's mafsik in the middle, why doesn't he have to make a bracha when he comes back and learns? Because even though he was in a matzav that he wasn't allowed to learn. That was the Rebbe's kasha originally, b'negeya, why is this different than tefillin? That's where here the Rebbe is going to answer that question. The Alter Rebbe brings 2 days, another din. It's a davar ha-poshut, that when a person says a bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah, and he's mafsik between the bracha and tchilas ha-mitzvah, so then he has to remake the bracha. He has to say the bracha again, because that's considered a hefsik. If he's mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas ha-mitzvah. But again, birchas ha-teira, there's a deya, that over there, even if you said the bracha and you were mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas ha-mitzvah, you don't have to say over the bracha. Because since a person always is supposed to learn, so even in a matzif where he's not learning, it's considered that he has a shaykhus to the Torah, and it's not really considered a hefsik. That's one day, and a day argues, that's his. Yesh emrim she'ein tzorech lumeid miyad achrea, ela'afel pi shemafsik bin brocha lelimudei, dine ki'ilu hefsik b'amtzi lelimudei. And over there, for sure, you don't have to make a bracha. If you're in the middle of learning, so for sure, you don't have to make a bracha. If you're mafsik b'dibur, we're talking about. Where over there, if you're mafsik b'dibur, you have to say another bracha. Masha'inkin by Torah is different. Avot Talmud Torah, shechayiv lasik b'tomid, shemafsik ben bracha l'limud le'chashiv hefsik. Mi'achar shebe'esi zman shemafsik m'chuyiv l'limud. It's a big chiddush. that by Torah, even if you're mafsik b'dibur, between the bracha and tchilas alimud, you don't have to make another bracha. V'yesh chelkem al zeh, v'nochem lochish l'divrei. So it's a machlekes. So now that the Rebbe says, v'yesh leimar, leila fushib machlekes, that the hadeya habeis that holds that you do have to make a bracha, is lei pligya al etzem asvara, the mitzad shech talmotei rechayiv lasik batomid, yesh lo odom shaykhiz la'ateire gam b'sho she'in esik bo. What's the yisod of the first daya? The first daya holds that since a person always has a shaykhiz to teira, even if you're not doing teira, so it's not shaykhiz to be a hefsik between the bruch and the teira. A person always has a shaykhiz to the teira. But again, a mitzvah, so when you're doing the mitzvah, you start doing the mitzvah, you have a shaykhiz to the mitzvah. Mashen, you made a bruch on the mitzvah, and then you spoke, and then you did the mitzvah. So you had no shaykhiz. The bruch and the mitzvah have no connection. Mashen, can by teira, you can't say the bruch and the teira have no connection. Because a person's shaykhiz to teira is a continuous shaykhiz. That's the svara of the first day. The second day doesn't completely argue and say, no, a person doesn't always have a shaykhiz to the teira. He also agrees, in principle, that a person always has a shaykhiz to the teira. But the second day holds that shaykhiz to the teira is not enough to be able to be mafsa between the bracha and the Torah. That shaykhiz is not enough to be able to justify that even if you spoke between the bracha and tchilas alimud, you don't have to make a bracha. But be'atzim an inyan, that a person always has a shaykhiz to Torah, regardless, if he's not learning, that the second day also holds. That's the yisod that the Rebbe is saying. Nachamol v'yashleimar, leila fushim machlekes, tahadeya abeiz lei pligi al etzim asvara, the mitzvah she talmotei rechayiv lasik batomid, yesh lo odem shaykhiz letei regam b'sho she'in esik bo. Upligi rak b'mnei masvara zu, legabe hefzik b'm b'rchosa letchila salim. So that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that there's such a day of Rishena. The day of Beis Be'etzim holds like the day of Rishena. It just doesn't hold. At kedekach that you could actually talk between the Brach and Tchilas HaLevit. Now, based on this, so the Rebbe is going to say like this. We asked before that Lechura, why is it considered a hefsek when a person is learning and then a person goes to a place where he can't learn. He can't learn. He finds himself in a Beis HaKisei, a Beis HaMerchatz. He can't learn. And from that's when he comes out, we're saying that he still has a shaykhus, that he doesn't have to make another bracha. L'chura, it's a hefsik. And the Rebbe asked, what's the chilik between Torah and Tefillin? So here, we're seeing a chidush by Birchas HaTeira, that even b'tchilas halimud, there's a mandama that holds that you could have a hefsik between the bracha and tchilas halimud. A hefsik b'dibur. And even the second day that doesn't agree with it, the Rebbe is saying he doesn't agree with it to that extent of the Chiddush. But in principle, Be'etzim, he agrees to the idea that a person has always a Shaykhus to Limud HaTeira. So Memela, based on that, we can understand why a person is not considered a Hefsik, even if he finds himself in a Beis HaKisei, in a Beis HaMerchatz, it's not considered a Hefsik, because over here it's not B'tchilas HaLimud. He already made a Bracha, and he learned. And now it's Be'emtza HaLimud. So the question is, right now he has no Shaykhus. So on that we say, no, by Torah, you always have a shaykhus. V'lochin l'kuli alma, ain't tzorech das b'peil b'meshech hayein, shili yikore hefzik v'esach hadas. In other words, by tefillin, l'moshel, in order for a person to be considered, he takes off the tefillin, because a shaykhus to the tefillin is because he's thinking about it b'peil. When he's thinking about it b'peil, that's when he has a shaykhus to the tefillin. And not only has to think about it b'peil, but he has to be in a matzif where he could actually do it. And that's why if he finds himself in a Beis HaKisei, the das doesn't help. Ki etz nachamo. Ein tzor das bepeil b'meshach hayeim shul yikor hefzik v'esach hadas. Ki etz machiv lasik tomit b'talmud teira mikasha odom l'mitzvah v'lochin gam k'shenichmus l'merchitz u'beis HaKisei u'sh'osu le lasik b'talmud teira b'kolza ma'achar shemachuyiv hu b'talmud teira v'rak ar yehud revi alei is maspika hadashi yomid acharkach shul yikar hefsek. That's by Talmud Torah, which be'etzim, he always has a shaykhus to Talmud Torah. And he doesn't need really b'chlal das that he's going to go learn, because be'etzim he has a shaykhus to Talmud Torah. So the fact that he finds himself in a Beis HaKisei is not going to really change that. Because sof kol sof, he has das, you know, the stam das makes him, the stam hamatzev makes him a shaykhus to Torah, and he wants to learn later. Asha'enkin shinas kva, a misha in derech lumeid shezo hesach hadas gomur is havi hefsik v'tzorech lazer ulevarech l'deyol. So that's how the Rebbe is fa'emphoring pshat. I mean, l'chur is not taichin goy so clear. But again, this didn't. In other words, l'chur in siv dalid was nischadish that the havana of the din of das. In other words, there's a din when a person puts on tefillin and then he takes off the tefillin. So because he has the das to put the tefillin back, so therefore he still has a shaykhus to the tefillin, but only in a situation where he has kavara to put it back, and he could put it back. And that's the din of the hefsik by tefillin. Lefizet comes out that b'medvar mamurim, that's the pshat. B'medvar, maybe it's pasha pshat. B'medvar mamurim, that you need to have this din of das to put it back on. And then, and not only das to put it back on, but you also have to have das beifun kazeh that you can actually put it on bepeil. That's only by tefillin. Because the tefillin over there is the das which connects you even when you're not wearing the tefillin. Mashengam by Torah, a person always has a shaykhus to Torah because you always mechuyif to learn. Atke dekach that there is a daya that you can even talk between the bracha and tchilas alimut. So even if we don't hold like that daya, but I'll call upon legabi that if you learned already, that it's not considered a hefsik, and you don't need das to learn again because you have a chiyuv to learn, and the pashtus is daiti lilmeit, so that you don't need a das bepeil, so that everyone agrees. And memela lefizeh, the fact that you find yourself in a place where you can't learn, so if the fact that you find yourself in a place where you can't put on tefillin, the etzim makes a hefsik, so then you could tie it by Talmud Torah, it's also a hefsik. But the way that I've explained it earlier, that together of the hefsik by tefillin is not because be'etzim, that matzav, creates a hefsik. It's a hefsik in the das. L'churin, there's das to put it back on. But that das is not enough because you have to have das in a way that you can put it on bepeil. Mamedvar mamurim, we need such a das and such a matzav when you need a das bepeil. Masha'in came by Talmud Torah with be'etzim, there's das. You don't need a das thinking bepeil. So the fact that you find yourself in a matzav where you can't learn doesn't prevent the inyan of the Talmud Torah and the bracha of the Talmud Torah still continuing, and memela, so therefore you don't have to make another bracha. So lefizeh, this says we had the shaila in Siv Beis, which was the shaila, why isn't there a din of hesek hadas, a hefsik. B'nigeya Talmud Torah, when you find yourself in a matzif where you can't learn, why isn't that considered a hefsik? So the teretz is because since by Talmud Torah there's a continuous chiyuv to learn, and that continuous chiyuv to learn at kedekach to zuf that you don't need that according to one day it could even be mafsid between the tchilas alimud and the bracha. So memela, so you don't really need das bepeil in order for this chiyuv, for this inyan to be nimshach, as long as there's no shinas kva. So it's considered that the bracha is still being nimshach and it's not considered a hafsik, and that's why you don't have to make a bracha. So that really answered the shaila that we had in Siv Beis, why by birchas hatera is not considered a hafsik. That was the shaila in Siv Beis. And that was the Shaila in Siv Beis. And it was really used. Now, in Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet, what did we need Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet? Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet, without Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet, which the Rebbe is explaining, the Havana of the Din, of the Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, we wouldn't have this Teretz B'negei Talmud Torah. So it comes out that we have Siv Beis is asking Benigeya, why isn't Hesach Hadas by Tefillin? Why isn't by Torah when you find yourself in a Besakis Beis Americas considered a Hesach Hadas? That was the Kasha, just like by Tefillin. And now we learned about Tefillin, the din of Hesach Hadas, of a special din of Hesach Hadas, that Hesach Hadas by Tefillin is only when you have a Shechek and Kalas Reish. That's by Tefillin, is only by Shechek and Kalas Reish. And that was the Kasha, why? And on that, the Rebbe explained the Havonas Hadvarim of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, which while it was explaining the din of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, so we understood the Havonah of why by tefillin, what's called Hesach Hadas? Hesach Hadas, side benigea, the Hanachas tefillin, side the Hesach Hadas benigea, the kavana of putting on tefillin. The Hesach Hadas of, no, I'm sorry, knows what's considered Afsoka by tefillin, and what's considered Hesach Hadas by tefillin. So the Rebbe was Mechadash, Psachidush, in the gather of Hesach Hadas by tefillin, and based on that, the Rebbe is answering that original kasha, why it's not considered a hefsik b'negeya limud ha-teir. Not sure if this part was very clear, what we just said. Yeah. But Lefizer comes out that, like, maybe the first part of the beer in Siv Dalet, which seems to be only a hakdama to the second part, is most negeya to what says in Siv Hei. I'm just saying what's coming out from here, from the way I'm understanding it. Okay. So what comes out of Maskanas Advarim is that by Limud HaTorah there's a special din that even though he finds himself in a matzah where he can't learn, where normally Legabi other mitzvahs, by Tfilm, for example, over there he would be considered, he would have to make a new bracha. But since the Shaykhus, he has a chiyuv on Limud HaTorah the entire Zman, so that Shaykhus to Limud HaTorah causes that even when he finds himself in a situation where he can't learn, he still has a shaykhus to Torah, and therefore it's not considered a hefsik. That's l'chura what came out the maskanas advarim. That was negeh, I mean, that was that etzim din was negeh whether or not you're allowed to have a hefsik between the bracha and the tchilas halimud. And that there was a machlekas. But as the Rebbe said, everyone agrees that legabi the din, that later on, if you make a hefsik after you're learning and you find yourself in a matzav where you can't learn, so the shaykhus to Torah that you have on a regular basis is certainly enough to make that you shouldn't have to make a bracha. You shouldn't have to make a bracha. That's l'chura what came out the maskanas advarim. Now, earlier the sicha started. The Rebbe started with the sicha with asking that l'chura since birchas Torah is like a similar, it's not a regular birchas mitzvah. But it's a psabrocha which is fabunden with the hano of having Torah, similar somewhat to Birchas Hananin. So the Rebbe asked that l'chura, why does the Alter Rebbe have to explain that the reason why women are chayiv in Birchas HaTorah is because noshim are also chayavas limud HaTorah, bishleim of Birchas HaTorah would be for the mitzvah HaTorah, so that would be understandable. You would need a justification. Where do women have a shaykhus to Birchas HaTorah as the Mitzvah HaTorah? Masha'en ken, once we establish that Birchas HaTorah is mitzad, the fact that the Eibishter gave a Torah, the Hano of the Torah, the fact that the Eibishter gave a Torah, so the Chura Fashteitzav, the women have a Shachas to that. So what do we need a justification? The women are Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah HaTzrichas. That was the question the Rebbe asked. So here the Rebbe in Sif Vav is going to explain that if the Shachas to women to Limud HaTorah would be similar to only mitzad the fact that they have a know from Torah, knows that the inyan of Torah, then they have a shaykhus of Torah, because Torah is for the hanor of Torah, and therefore women are also part of that. So in a chinami, they would make a birchas HaTorah, but this special din of birchas HaTorah, that even though you made a hefsik, the hefsik to the extent where you're in a matzah that you can't learn, and from deswegen you don't have to make a birchas HaTorah, that wouldn't apply to Noshim. And since it does apply to Noshim, because we don't find any place that women are different, so we have to have a justification, why are women also part of this inyan of Limud HaTorah to the extent where even a hefsik doesn't justify that they should have to make a new a bracha. In other words, a hefsik doesn't cause that they should have to make a new bracha. So on that, the answer is because women are also mechuyev in Limud HaTorah. That's the nekud, I think, of Sivov. Al pizem muvin, mashekesev admur azokin, the noshim of vorches birches hatera, sharei chayoves lulmid mitzvah shalahem, and also chulu, vehech lizor mikolese sechulu. Lule bir ze, in the avsha yimokim leimer, shenoshim of vorches birches hatera, kahagdom lilimudom, mitzad ha-yalfuse, d'shamavaya ekre chulu, yaldera birches hanen, kumavur lil sifalef. So since there's a limud smiyucha that teaches us that you're supposed to make birchas HaTorah, the pashtus advarim is that limud would also be killed in Noshim. without this idea that women are also mechuyim limud ha-teira. Because even though they would have taken been a din that women are mechuyim, abahoy yitzorech liyas ha-din shetvorchenra b'chol pam u'pam shemaschilas limud. L'chur, ain't a chinami, women are mechuyim, but maybe this din should have been that they should have to make a bracha every time they start learning. V'ari ze chidush. V'lihishtam tana b'shumokim la'omri. We don't find such a chidush. Zlachin mevayrat mura zokin shari chayov is lumit chulu. V'kavanosei. V'kshem sh'anoshim mevorchim only pa'am machas layim. Why? Ki mitzad achiv atmidit talmoteira maspika bracha achas layim m'hin hesach adaz gomor, which he said before, was a shinas kva. Is al derech ze benoshim yachas shechayovis lulmed mitzvah shalem veheich lizor mikolesesa. So the fact that the chayovis b'mitzvah shalem veheich lizor mikolesesa is not the reason why they have to learn and why they have to make a bracha on learning. They have to make a bracha on learning even without the chayovis. But because of this chayovis, so they're also shemihan is chayuvim kolayim. There's mitzvahs that they're chayuvim kolayim. So there's all day women have a chiyuv, knows to know certain things of Torah. B'meila yesh gam chiyuv alimud aleim kolayim. It's psachidush that a woman also mechuyev to learn kolayim. V'lochin gam noshim sagulam bebracha pam machas liyem kan noshim. So what comes out is that the reason why the Alter Rebbe has to write this extra reason is not in order to justify why they bechlal have birchas ha-teira. In order to justify that their birchas ha-teira is similar to the birchas ha-teira of men, which is that azam is sort chiyuv bracha, which even when there's a proper hefsik, nevertheless, even if it was a hefsik to the extent where they find themselves in a place where they can't learn, nevertheless, they don't have to make another bracha. That's the chiddush that's being said. Now, l'chura, this whole din, that knows when you're clearing, why don't you have to make a bracha when you make a hefsek? That shaila is only according to the tzad that you're making a bracha on birchas ha-teira because of the mitzvah of birchas ha-teira, and therefore, if there was the mashal ashinas kvar, you would have to make a bracha. So the question is, why isn't even a shinas arai, or why isn't finding yourself in beis hakisik a hefsek, and for that, you need a whole beer. Masha'inkin, there was another tzad. There was a tzad that birchas ha-teira is b'chol. The din of birchas ha-teira is alder birchas ha-shachar. And over there, birchas ha-shachar is v'shteitzach, pa'am machas bayim. So you don't have to come and clear why isn't it a hefsek. By birchas ha-shachar, there's no musik of a hefsek. A birchas ha-shachar is a bracha which was nistak and pa'am machas bayim. So according to that tzad, that birchas ha-teira is al derevi birchas ha-shachar, so l'chura, the reason why women make the bracha only once a day and they don't have to make a bracha for a hefsek is not because they're mechuyim alimud ha-teira, but because l'chura, because it's birchas ha-shachar. So l'chura, this beer that the Alter Rebbe is saying that women are mechuyim in teira because they have a chiyuv, so is bishlem according to the other hesber yukataina that Ba'am is the mechuyev anyways, and the only reason why we need this beer is to explain why they're not mechuyev every time they're mafsik. But over here, l'chura, since they're mechuyev anyways, because kishem Hashem ekrav v'gedel l'lekein, and l'chura, it's a gather of birchas ha-shachar. No, if it's a gather of birchas ha-shachar, so l'chura, gather birchas ha-shachar, v'shteitzach, it's only one time a day. So l'chura, you don't need an explanation why you don't need a bracha for hefsik. So l'chura e'bazeh is l'chura der bir and nishmaspik. That's what the Rebbe is asking. Nesiv zayin. Ach l'chura l'fiyah deya, which is shekein ne'agin. The mevorchim birchaz ha-teira pa'amachaz bayayim, not l'fisha birchaz ha-teira ki birchaz ha-shachar. Sh'li tiknu eisei l'pa'amachaz bayayim. Is the chodra kusha l'duchta. D'li hutzrach admur ha-zokin. L'heisev tam birchaz ha-teira b'noshim. B'shim shechayov islum itchulu. V'gam ha-noshim mevorchis pa'am achas bayim, ki birchas ha-teira, ki birchas ha-shachachul. So in other words, the beer that the Rebbe just said was to explain why is it that women only make a bracha once a day. So the answer is because women are also mechuyev to learn. The fact that women make a birchas ha-teira, you don't have to explain because they're mechuyev to learn. But the fact that they only make a bracha once a day, and that's not considered a hafsik, that you have to explain because women are mechuyev to learn. But medvar mamurim, when you're clearing, why aren't they mechuyev to make a bracha each time, is only late the tzad that it's a bracha which a hefsik, you would have to make another bracha. And the question is, what's considered a hefsik? So you have to explain that this is not a hefsik. But according to the tzad that it's birchas hashachar, it says a hefsik, pasnish can hefsik, so you don't need any biurim why women make only one time a day. So why does the Alter Rebbe have to bring bichlal according to that tzad, that women are mechuyim alimud ha-teira? So on that, the Rebbe says, avol ze'ini. That's not true. In other words, you do need a beer to explain why women have to have a chiyav and teira. Why? The hinei, there's the kasha's nishkin kasha. It's not a kasha. You're asking a kasha. Why? You know, if you could ask, l'churi, you'll be able to ask this kasha. The Rebbe says, ain't it's not a kasha. Why? The hinei be'inyan tikum birchas ha-shachar kosel admur ha-zokin. Birchas ha-shachar tiknum chachom al seidro elom v'hanogosei. Mashabriis nenin b'chol yem, sheyivorcho l'akadosh baruch hu al ze b'pam harishena, shenenin hanoa zu b'chol yem v'yem. So it's not b'chlal, the fact that the Eibishter sent hanoas b'elam. Hanoas, which hanoas are we talking about? Hanoas, which a person has b'chol yem v'yem. U'mavur b'ze, the birchas hashachar niskenu, al mashabriis nenin b'chol yem u'betmidius. Shetake be primary shena betchilas hayim yivarchu ala noasim gim birchazekiv pufim shuinyan tmidi sheyesh nekol hayim mevarch malze be primary shena betchilas hayim. Avol hanoyes v'inyonim sheinim tmidim avim yoveil b'meshach hayim b'derech arai pamachas yeser is memel over there. There's no din birchazeshach v'chein b'talmud teira d'noshim is the rabbi imulei shechayov is lumid mitzvus chulu. In other words, according to the first beer, according to the beer, that birchas ha-teira, zalderi birchas ha-mitzvahs, so the Alter Rebbe needs this beer, the women are mechuyev and learning, to explain why there's no din hefsik. There's no din hefsik. I is saying, what about legabi, this beer, that it's a birchas ha-shachar? The shail is, vaseisis birchas ha-shachar, if women wouldn't be mechuyev to learn every day, they wouldn't have a chiv to learn Torah, mitzvahs delahu, inside the mitzvahs esed that they're chayiv, inside the mitzvahs leser which they're chayiv. So it wouldn't be for them a birchas hashachar. Birchas hashachar means a not tmidi. If the concept of limud ha-Torah is not something which is a tmidi, because zakbayzei, pasnish should be birchas hashachar. So according to that tzad, you also need to have this justification of why women, by women, it's considered birchas hashachar. V'lochin tzorach admor hazokin levayir shanoshim chayoves lumid mitzvus chulu behekli zor mikolesis chulu shemitzad ze yesh aleim chiyuv tmidi talmud teira v'shaper shayoches el birchas hateira kachas mibirchas hashachar. So according to that side also,